Hi, welcome to Korean Drama's First Meetings and Last Goodbyes. This is our first meeting with our liberation notes. It was recommended to us by our Twitter follower, Susie S. at Sushi.
One of our favorite people.
Always coming in with great suggestions.
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually did see this trailer on Netflix a while ago, I think.
Yeah, it's been out for a little bit now.
The tricky thing with Netflix trailers is you watch a trailer and you have no idea what the show is about. And that's how it, I mean, in a good way, it's kind of like you go into a show blind. But this one was also one where I'm like, I literally don't know what this show is going to be about at all. Like, I have no idea, no preconception of what this show is.
Yeah. I know it's about some youths who are dissatisfied with their life.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very common in today's society.
And not even like fresh off college youths, but more like jaded 30-something youths, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. To the point where the parents are like, why aren't you married already, middle-aged woman?
It did feel like a very real take on, like, society's issues. It wasn't, like, cartoony or blown out. It felt like, yeah, things are shitty in a realistic way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just loved how subtle it all was. Like, I loved the fact that you really had to pay attention. I mean, I say some people might not like this, actually.
Yeah.
But for me, I enjoyed the way that a single, like, glance at someone and you're like, oh, she knows something. And versus, like, other shows, you can, like, read a magazine and you look up and you have the show figured
it's
out.
It's definitely like a show that you have to, like, watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like, there's a lot of information shown visually. Yeah.
Yes. Not said through dialogue, which is a very good thing that screenwriters are always saying to do.
It relies on good acting.
Yeah.
Which there's plenty of.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was very nuanced, which was, I mean, not, I guess it is not that surprising considering who the actors are, but I think surprising because I haven't seen a show this nuanced for a while. Like,
for sure.
Yeah. Definitely Miseng actually just came to mind because it's another show where you're like, you really have to pay attention. It's very, there's
and it wasn't
so
like,
much going on.
Yeah, it was like nuanced and realistic and not like, she gets sexually assaulted by her boss.
Yeah.
In the, like, first episode.
Her coworkers are nice and they do talk about her behind her back, but in a realistic way and not like,
they try to include her, but they also are like, yeah, she's kind of plain.
Yeah. And, like, it's just the realistic way people talk about each other behind their backs. Like, not saying the worst possible thing, but definitely, and that's a theme in this episode, is talking about people behind their backs.
I don't know if it's a theme or just someone's trying to show Korean society as it is.
Where everyone to their face is like, oh, it sucks I can't make it. And then later they're like, oh, he's divorced, though.
Definitely, like, you know, it made some, like, kind of small moves, but are still interesting. Like, yes, by the end of the episode, all she did was, like, talk to the worker on their farm.
And ask him for a favor.
But it still feels like there's, like, tension and, like, intrigue there, you know?
There's definitely, for this character, it's a huge move on her part. It's a huge, like, call to action thing of something she never would have done if it weren't for this
the extreme psychological pressure she was under. So we're excited to watch episode 2 for sure.
Yeah.
We can't wait.
The jokes are so funny. Actually, like, if you listen to the dialogue.
Subtly funny,
yeah. I just love their mention of, literally, we won't even be friends if we had lived in a city where there wasn't more than 2 kids in the entire town my age.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Yeah.
If you have any thoughts on our liberation notes that you want to share with us, please tweet at us at KDramaFirstLast, and then have a great day.